Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and a warm welcome to the conference call about the 2024 annual results of MAHLE Group. At this time, all participants have been placed in a listen-only mode. The presentation is available online. Please click on the Launch Web Presentation button, which was provided in the final registration email for this call. You can also download the presentation from the MAHLE Investor Relations website. The presentation will be followed by a Q&A session of up to 20 minutes. During this Q&A session, you are invited to ask questions via the webcast and via phone. On the call today, MAHLE Group is represented by Markus Kaphauen, CFO of MAHLE Group, Jan-Friedrich Thiele, Vice President Finance and Accounting Europe, and Florian Urich, Head of Group Financing and Investor Relations. Now, I would like to hand over to Mr. Kaphauen.
So thank you very much for the introduction, and welcome to everybody to our investors update call. My colleagues and I, as usual, will now present to you the annual results of 2024. After our presentation, we'll be happy to receive your questions. 2024 has been another challenging year, an environment of continued geopolitical uncertainties and economic constraints kept consumer demand volatile and weak. This environment further increased the importance for MAHLE to adapt and to enhance the company's resilience. Let me share with a few major KPIs at a glance how we navigated through 2024. The challenging market conditions are reflected in our sales figure, with a considerable sales decline of 8.9% to euro 11.7 billion. The main reason for the decline were volume reductions due to lower consumer demand in Europe and North America, deconsolidation effects, as well as negative FX translation effects. Despite the challenging market conditions and the lower sales, we were able to increase our EBITDA margin to 8.3%, which is 1.1 percentage points higher than in the previous year. The increase was mainly achieved by improved productivity, increased sales prices, and gains from the sale of our joint venture, BHTC. In addition, we were able to reduce MAHLE's net debt to EBITDA ratio to 1.2. This was attributable to the higher EBITDA and an improved net debt position. Free cash flow for the full year of 2024 is 394 million euros. That means that we have generated a free cash flow of almost 900 million euros over the past 2 years. MAHLE's credit ratings are currently Ba2 with a negative outlook by Moody's and BB- with a stable outlook by Standard & Poor's. Compared to last year, we reduced headcount by around 5,900 employees, including loaned personnel. This decrease is a result of our continued adjustments to navigate through the volatile market environment and several portfolio cleanup activities, for example, the sale of our stake in the joint venture BHTC. Now, moving on to the market and business highlights. The weak and volatile consumer demand is reflected in the production figures of passenger cars and light commercial vehicles. Based on figures published by S&P Global, 98.5 million vehicles have been produced globally in 2024, a decrease of 1.1% compared to the same period in 2023. This was primarily driven by reduced output in Europe, North America, and East Asia due to a slowdown in consumer demand, while especially China and India showed an overall production growth. For 2025, S&P Global expects zero growth in global production figures compared to 2024. This forecast is mainly attributed to the continued decline in the European region and uncertainty in North America. China, India, and South America are expected to maintain their good momentum, compensating the weaker regions. In S&P's forecast, the recent tariff developments and the potential resulting negative impact on the market are not yet fully factored in. We currently believe the 2025 production figures to be weaker compared to 2024. The 2024 production of the medium and heavy-duty vehicles market fell short by 6.4% on a year-over-year basis. This was mainly driven by a considerable output reduction in Europe with minus 22%. Only South America showed a production growth. A production growth in 2025 expected by S&P can be jeopardized by a tariff-driven reduction in demand. According to our market analysis for light vehicles, the trend of the electrification of the powertrain is expected to continue in the decade ahead. Albeit at a smaller pace in Europe and the US, given regulatory uncertainty. The US announcement of worldwide tariffs will probably lead to a further overall market reduction due to a highly volatile market environment. In China, however, the momentum of the transition to new energy vehicles is even increasing. The share of battery electric vehicles in the world market as a whole has largely developed in line with our expectations in the recent years, falling slightly in 2024, which is expected to continue in 2025. Looking at the key regional markets worldwide, the picture is much more differentiated. BEV adoption in Europe and the US in 2024 has considerably fallen short of expectations and will continue to do so in 2025. The major reasons are costs, insufficient infrastructure, and regulatory uncertainty. The market in China, however, continues to be the main driver worldwide of BEV adoption. The BEV growth considerably exceeds expectations since 2022. This development is driven by low-cost BEVs and supported by a local price war as well as increased exports. The expected trends towards powertrain electrification of medium heavy-duty vehicles has weakened recently. According to current estimates, the global share of battery electric, fuel cell and hybrid engine solutions of all trucks will grow to close to 25% by 2035. At the same time, roughly 75% of MHD vehicles are expected to remain pure combustion engines. Similar to the light vehicle scenario, the trajectory remains highly uncertain through 2035, driven by evolving regulations and infrastructure readiness. 2024 was successful for Mahle, as several large customer projects were acquired across all solution fields. In particular, 1.2 billion euro order for thermal management modules, the largest single order in our company's history, stood out. This acquisition shows the success of focusing on system solutions in our thermal business. So no reason to party like that, but anyway, good music introduction. This acquisition shows the success of focusing on system solutions in our thermal business. We have also been successful in the field of electrification, in which we are focusing on innovations enabling profitable e-mobility leading technology with highest efficiency. We secured large e-motor orders for light vehicles as well as for two- and three-wheelers. But also our business with conventional internal combustion engine remains important and stable, supported, for example, by significant orders for pistons and power cell units. In this field especially, but actually in all of them, we lay our focus on cost leadership, while still delivering superior products. In total, the acquisition of new business has been on a stable level since years, despite intense price negotiations. Given the uncertainty in the market, we have seen postponements of sourcing decisions by OEMs. The projects postponed in 2024 lead to additional potential for acquisitions in the coming years. Our focus in 2024 also remained on improving the efficiency of our organization. During the year, we made strong progress in line with our Mahle 2030 Plus strategy, delivering several key achievements that contributed sustainably to our performance in 2024. The slide shows the key highlights for the year. We were able to improve productivity at our plants and enhance purchasing efficiency, saving 282 million euros. We successfully renegotiated sales prices, improving our result compared to last year of about 142 million euros. we initiated the new organizational structure by acquiring the remaining stake in Mahle Behr, streamlining management and combining business units. We cleaned up our portfolio, selling non-core businesses and assets, closed 4 plants and downsized another 4. We reduced our workforce by approximately 5,900 in line with the reduction in demand and continued to rebalance our workforce globally to optimize costs. Already 64% of employees are localized in best cost countries. Lastly, we are proud to have earned the leadership status from CDP, recognizing our strong commitment to sustainability. With this, I would like to hand over to Jan Fredrik Thiele, who will give you some more insights into our financials.
Yeah, thank you, Markus, and also a warm welcome from my side. Following our record sales of 12.8 billion euros in 2023, Mahle Group has generated sales of 11.7 billion euros in the business year 2024. Adjusted for deconsolidation effects and negative effects from currency conversion, the organic sales decline amounted to 5.6%. Significantly lower call-off figures from a few of our main customers, especially in Europe and North America, were the main cause for that decline. The delayed ramp-up of e-mobility also affected our development of sales. Sales performance was supported, however, by our efforts in renegotiating prices with our customers, which partially offset the volume decrease. Now let's take a look at Mahle Group sales by business unit for the year 2024. The Engine Systems and Components business unit reported sales of 2.4 billion euros, a year-over-year decline of about 8.9%. The business unit represents 20.6% of the total group's sales. The Filtration and Engine Peripherals business unit generated sales of 2 billion euros, which is 5.2% lower compared to the same period in 2023. The business unit makes up for 17.3% of our total group sales. The Thermal Management business unit accounted for sales of 4.1 billion euros, reflecting a year-over-year decrease by 11.2%. The business unit accounts for 34.9% of total group's revenues. The Electronics and Mechatronics business unit reported sales of 1.3 billion euros, falling short by 7.1% of sales compared to the same period last year. The business unit represents about 10.8% of total group sales. All of those business units were impacted by the aforementioned low customer demand. Lastly, the Aftermarket business unit generated sales of 1.3 billion euros, a slight year-over-year increase of 3.1%. The business unit contributes 11.1% to the total group's revenue. Adding the OES business, aftermarket sales would be higher by 0.7 billion, resulting in a total sales of 2 billion euros. The for-profit centers, which serve specific market and customer segments, reported sales of 622 million euros compared to the 841 million euros last year. This represents a significant decrease of 26.1%, driven, however, mainly by the sale of our shareholdings in the joint venture BHTC. We operate globally, close to our customers, and develop innovations based on the needs of the respective markets. We produce regionally, where our customers need our parts, in production and development locations in 28 countries. Our sales are well distributed across our core markets in Europe, North and South America, as well as Asia Pacific. Mahle sales are also spread across the distribution channels. The original equipment business for light vehicle accounts for about half of Mahle sales, followed by the aftermarket business of 18%, as well as the OE business for medium and heavy duty vehicles of 12%. Our customer portfolio is diverse, While none of our customers account for more than 10% of sales, our 10 largest customers represent less than 50% of total sales. Profitability in 2024 was severely affected by the considerable sales decline. In addition, increases in personnel costs had a negative impact on earnings. In order to counter the challenging market environment, we have successfully continued measures to increase profitability as part of our Back on Track 2025 program to improve earnings and liquidity. This means we were able to significantly increase productivity in almost all areas. Despite the challenging environment, we were able to increase EBITDA from 917 million euro to 964 million and EBIT from 304 million to 423 million euros in 2024. Also contributing to this increase have been earnings from the sale of our shares in the BHTC joint venture. Our EBITDA margin increased to 8.3% and EBIT margin to 3.6%. The increase in EBIT margin from 2.4% in 2023 to the 3.6% in 2024 is mainly attributable to gross margin improvement. Despite an increase in personnel costs, the SG&A expense could be reduced slightly in absolute terms, but had a negative effect on the margin. Other items, including gains from the sale of our joint venture BHTC, had a positive effect on the margin. Over the past 2 years, Mahle has generated nearly 900 million euros in free cash flow. In 2024, free cash flow has been 394 million, a year-over-year decline of 87 million. Our free cash flow benefited from the successful sale of our shareholdings in the joint venture BHTC. However, this could not entirely be offset the one-time effect from the implementation of the ABS program launched in 2023, as well as higher tax payments in the current year. Net debt decreased slightly to 1.2 billion at the end of the year 2024. The reduction was mainly achieved by cash received from the sale of our BHTC joint venture, as well as our improved operating results. Leverage decreased to a sound level of 1.2 times due to an improved EBITDA and lower debt. I would now like to hand over to Florian Ullrich to give you an update on our financing profile.
Thank you, Jan, and welcome everybody. As of December 31st, our debt maturity profile is well structured. Mahle's main cash funding instruments are two corporate bonds maturing in 2028 and 2031 respectively. Our syndicated revolving credit facility in the amount of 1.2 billion euro provides for short-term cash flexibility and is virtually undrawn. As of January 2025, this credit facility has been extended with an all lenders consent to February 2028. This collaborative effort reaffirms our strong relationships with leading financing institutions and highlights our ongoing commitment to maintaining a robust financial structure. Our funding portfolio is well diversified. The main funding instruments are bonds, complemented by the syndicated RCF, Schuldscheindarlehen, bank loans, and working capital financing programs. As of December 2024, liquidity from committed credit lines plus cash on balance sheet totaled 2.1 billion euro. For Mahle, ESG remains important. As a foundation-based group, ecological and social responsibility form the unifying theme of our actions, and we fully support the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement. Mahle has been recognized by EUPD Research with a Transparency Award for our 2023 Sustainability Report. Besides our yearly published Sustainability Report, you will also find a summary of sustainability KPIs called Facts and Figures on our website for your convenience. It will be made available on April 23rd. The link to the website is shown at the bottom of the slide. Based on the sustainability rating from EcoVadis, MAHLE is ranked amongst the best 5% of automotive supplier companies in 2024. Moreover, for the first time, MAHLE was added to the so-called CDP A-list, receiving an A grade in the category climate change as well as an A- in water protection. The Science-Based Target Initiative has validated MAHLE Group's climate goals. This includes the CO2 emission reduction path until 2030 for scope 1 to 3. Already back in 2020, we set a CO2 reduction target for MAHLE Group for scope 1 and 2. By 2040, we aim to be carbon neutral in terms of all direct CO2 emissions and those associated with purchased energy. Our scope 3 targets relate to emissions in the supply chain and emissions from product use, and were approved by the Management Board in November 2022. We aim to reduce these emissions by 28% from their 2019 levels by 2030. You will find this information on our MAHLE Investor Relations homepage besides our yearly published sustainability report. I would now like to hand back to Markus to give us an update on our outlook and upcoming events.
Thanks, Florian. As already outlined in the last investor call in 2024, MAHLE has been implementing a new organizational structure effective from January 2025 onwards. To summarize the major changes, the former business unit Engine Systems and Components and Electronics and Mechatronics have been combined to the new business unit Powertrain and Charging. The former business units Filtration and Engine Peripherals and Thermal Management have been merged into the new business unit Thermal and Fluid Systems. The aftermarket business unit is continued as a separate business unit under the name of Life Cycle and Mobility. The profit centers were integrated into the business units. The reorganization follows industrial logic by pooling business areas with related production technology and competencies. We are reducing interfaces and are enhancing collaboration and speed. In addition, our aim is to increase the efficiency in asset utilization and CapEx, as well as to streamline the organization and optimize tax charges. U.S. tariffs is the dominating subject in the business world in recent weeks. In 2024, MAHLE imported goods to the U.S. amounting to about $960 million. Where we were importer of record, that means directly liable for potential tariff payments. More than half of this figure stems from imports from Mexico and about $200 million from the European Union. Considering these volumes, the potential gross tariff risk for MAHLE is €310 million US dollars per annum in an annualized manner. Employing risk mitigation measures, most notably USMCA certifications, MAHLE can reduce the risk to $250 million per annum. For the calendar year 2025, MAHLE expects the tariff risk to be at about $165 million. This is based on the most recent announcement as of last week. However, these figures do not include negotiations with our customers. We have addressed the tariff impact to all customers in the U.S. The tariff discussion makes our planning for this year more difficult. Not only do we face the risk of direct tariff cost, we also face the risk of a reduced consumer demand affecting also call-offs from our customers. For 2025, we currently expect our sales to be in the range of €12 billion, an EBITDA margin of roughly 7%, and a net debt to EBITDA ratio of 1.4. These figures do not include a potential demand decline from continued tariff uncertainty. It does contain, however, the expectation that we are able to pass on resulting tariffs to customers. Yet, we strongly believe that we are well equipped to face the challenges in the market. Our continued efforts on increasing the efficiency of our organization will ensure a competitive cost basis. Moreover, MAHLE is active in business areas that are key to further developing the electrification and the automotive industry, most notably the thermal business, as well as products for the electric powertrain. The resulting growth potential is complemented by the company's traditional ICE business that will still provide for stable revenues and earnings for many years to come. With this, we are coming to an end for the annual Results 2024 investor call and would like to mention upcoming calls already. Our next call is the Q1 2025 call scheduled for May 27th. The half-year Results 2025 call is on September 9th, followed by the Q3 2025 call on December 4th. For further updates, please visit the Investor Relations section on our website, marley.com.